Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. And I've got Brother Cobb here with me.
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken. Colonel Sanders, Ricky Bobby.
Brother my John, favorite Big
is,
John.
My favorite is, you know, the Big Red.
Big Red?
Yeah.
What about Big Red?
You know the Big Red commercial? That was a good one.
I don't remember this.
Here in a minute, I'll tell you about it.
Energy drinks at 9:30. What?
Cobb's a wild man.
I just got up at 6.
Yeah.
All right, I have confirmed that we have sound everywhere, that we need to have sound, boys. What's been good with y'all?
Man, I've had a great week. I didn't have to work my day job. I only had to work my night job 3 days. It was great.
What's your night job?
Zachary's.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking Zaxby's.
No, not fucking Zaxby's.
I'm going to have to get me a producer because, until I get the hang of this, I just feel like this is, the most stressful crap that I'm having to manage two things at once on top of.
Yeah, we need a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to need to happen.
Real soon.
And especially since I bombed the last video, I feel terrible about that.
So, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you know, what do they say? It happens.
Yeah.
Let's go on. them train lines rolling through my head. When I get right, the ghost in the light. Ain't no wrong I can see for miles. And I've got a while. Well, I've got a while. Well, I've got a while. Well, I'm gone.
I just work. Just work, man. 6 days a week. Third shift.
Third shift, holding it down. I hated third shift.
Love it.
Why?
He's an animal.
You are an animal.
I just like it, man. Ain't but like three people there.
Yeah. See, night shift at FedEx was different because that's when their main operation was at night.
I was a supervisor at UPS for like third shift. I would go, if you want to call it third shift, I would go in from like 9:30 to 2:30.
Yes, yeah.
And like at about 10:30, I was like high seniority, and it was pretty ballin'. I just had to make sure that all the trucks got parked in the right place and they got washed. It's a pretty chill job.
Yeah, no, but I miss FedEx. FedEx.
I wasn't a fan of it because I was working a 9-to-5 too, so like I never slept.
I never slept.
I just went to work.
I sleep more in my recliner over there than I sleep in the bed.
Hmm. You know, but cop's freak of nature. He eats third shift up.
You get a lot of stuff done when you get off at 7 in the morning, man. Beat rush hour or some stuff. Everybody's going to work.
So I couldn't ever get going. I couldn't stay awake. I had to go to sleep when I got off.
Hmm.
I treat it like I'm on days.
I tried to.
Who gets off on day shift and goes to bed and wakes up and wait around to go to
work? Yeah.
And it's just hard to get off work, especially if it's like a full-time gig to where like you just get home and go to bed. I can't do that. I gotta wind down.
I gotta have fun, dude.
Yeah, you gotta get your kicks in.
I gotta watch my YouTubes.
I gotta get caught up in the world.
In sports. Because I'm a man and I like sports.
See, I don't like sports.
What sports?
You're a little weenie.
Hey, I like hockey.
I heard
that. But there's not enough hockey around here to even. We can catch a
game in Tupelo sometime.
And Birmingham. Yeah. See the going again.
Savannah Ghost Pirates.
That sounds like that's in Georgia.
Yeah,
it is.
That's no for me. You know how long it takes to get to Savannah from here?
About 6 hours.
About 6 hours.
Yeah, beautiful place. No hate towards it, but it's a bit of a haul.
Come on, man. Road trip.
Yeah. 6 hours isn't that bad.
Okay, that would be dope if we did like what I was telling you about it, like film the trip.
Yeah,
like,
film the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Alan's vlog coming soon.
The vlog, man. We're going to Savannah. What'd you call them?
The Ghost Pirates.
The Ghost Pirates.
I just had Facebook memories come up of when me and 85% of the then Princess Theater employees went to Charleston, North Carolina for a concert. Was yesterday, like 10 years ago almost.
Cool, man.
So, yeah, road tripping, that's the thing. We can do that. I like it.
Yeah, dude, I'm for it. I think it would just add more content to it.
October.
Yeah. Well, dude, if it's October, we'll go to Orlando and go to Universal. That'd be ballin'.
That's a trip. That's more of a trip.
That's lots of money.
It is that, too.
Yeah, that's money.
Savannah's supposed to be like the most haunted place in the South.
I don't believe it's more haunted than New Orleans, man.
Ooh.
New Orleans had dead bodies washing down the streets.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real. That happened there in Katrina. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, like, I wouldn't know if I would call that a haunt. That's probably, like, just people that got stuck and got killed by the storm and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Demless people in the graveyard, man. Like caskets washing down the road.
Bodies. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. That's scary shit. I don't think that's ever happened in Savannah.
I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about Savannah.
Savannah's kind of a fishbowl, too.
Savannah's more haunted from, like, the Civil War, man.
Yeah, and they're mean. Civil War ghosts are mean.
Personally knows them.
Yeah. You gotta know him.
He's been around him a time or two. He is not comfortable.
Yeah, well, you know, most...
And I'll tell you this for a segue. Speaking of being comfortable, Porch Talk is now sponsored by Manscaped.
Ooh, yeah.
You can go to manscaped.com and type in Porch Talk, all one word, and get you 20% off anything on your purchase order. But...
Shave the bush.
And, John, I wanted to ask, or I'll go, it don't matter. Have you ever had a scary story about when you was trying to trim the hedges things went south?
Oh, man. So many. So many times I've left with little bloody patches. And it sucks, dude, because then you're like, man, I'm more susceptible to things with the nicks and the abrasions.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got a whole bunch of bumps down there, too, to go with it.
Like, Franks or beans.
Yeah, you got to take care of the Frank and beans.
Yep. You ever nicked a ball sack?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
Scary.
It's a scary situation. Especially when it's deep. If it's deep, you know when it's deep.
Wow. So, with the Lawnmower 4.0 by Manscaped, I'm a lot more comfortable when I'm doing work down there.
You don't have as much fear down there.
That's right. No fear. Lawnmower 4.0.
That's right.
I've been closer than ever.
I actually like the weed whacker. That's been my
favorite. The nose
favorite.
And the
nose
ear?
Nose and ear, man. Yeah, because I have been wanting a good one for a long time.
That's what
Never
I was,
would commit.
That's what I was telling Monk, dude. I used the wall for my beard and then a wall for downstairs.
You got to get these ear hairs. You get those ear hairs, man?
Getting them, man.
On the inside, on the outside.
The weed whacker.
I see my people out there rocking a 2-inch ear hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if they shave their head.
Yeah.
You really got to trim the ears up if you shave your head.
Got to get behind the ears. So, what Manscaped be doing is helping you out with all this.
Yeah, they got you under control.
You no longer have to be the guy that walks around with a baggie full of beard clips because it's adjustable.
Yeah.
The guard adjusts as you flip the thumb.
Yeah, just a thumb
Get
stitch.
Your fade going.
Get your fade going.
Fade them pubes.
You could do that, too.
You could fade the pubes.
Well, that would be something else.
That would
you
want
me
cool.
bare looking like a child?
Yeah, you don't really want to look
5 o'clock shadow up on
creepy
there.
Creepy abyssant.
Yeah. So, I mean, the possibilities are endless with Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com.
Put some racing stripes in it.
There you go. Put a 3 in there. Dale Earnhardt.
Do it for Dale.
Some notches.
Man, yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, put a 3 in there. Yeah,
you'd
yeah.
be like Woody Harrelson from Zombieland. But you can do all that with Manscaped. You can go to manscaped.com, use promo code PORCHTALK, all one word, all caps, at checkout, get 20% off whatever you get. Thank you, Manscaped.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Manscaped.
Well, boys, it's been a hell of a week, and I wanted to open up with your thoughts on, so there's these children... They're part of a hobby group. Not so much.
Oh.
But the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade.
Okay.
They reported by Aviation Week said that one of their balloons went MIA in the same region the U.S. military shot down one of 3 unknown objects. Now, something impressive about this little balloon put on by the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, say that 5 times fast,
yeah, really?
This balloon's like 4th time around. Like,
oh, it's been around the planet.
Yeah, it was on round 4.
Okay, cool.
What is up with it? Why? Who gets together and makes big balloons and... What's the purpose?
The North Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade? They do.
I mean, who thinks it?
They do.
All right, so on
hey,
Tuesday...
boys, you want to get together with a big-ass balloon?
I mean, I guess we could. On Tuesday, the group said one of its balloons was last spotted at 1248 a.m. on a Saturday along an uninhibited island off the coast of Alaska. That tracks when a U.S. F-22 used a Sidewinder missile, $400,000 missile, to shoot down an object over the Yukon
shoot
later
down
that same day.
Balloon.
No, $12.
$12 balloon.
Mm-hmm.
$12 balloon.
So it ain't even all that. Does it say how big it is?
No, it don't say how big it is.
That's like,
it can't
that's
be that
like
big. $12.
Okay, so the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, which formed 2 years, got its name from the children's film Up. The founder drew inspiration from the Ellie's badge, a group soda bottle cap on a pin that's prized possession for the main character in the movie. There were 10 of us at the start, age 11 years old, and kids, their parents, friends, some licensed and amateur radio, some having an interest in science and engineering, according to the website. We met monthly to research and report and had our last launch on September 25th, 2021. So it's just like a...
Yeah, they
shot down
the
children's balloon from
yeah.
Up.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
Yeah, so...
It is cool.
Thanks.
I mean, at least you're not out there fucking putting drugs in the balloons or something. You know, like
well,
most kids are.
I don't think it's cool you spent $400,000 to shoot down a $12 balloon.
No, that's
in the name cool. of these kids just yeah, doing just some science report.
Science reporting.
I miss when it was just used car lot balloons.
Yeah, I mean...
The story took a strange twist. It went from Chinese spy balloons...
I shot down a giant gorilla balloon.
Wasn't that... Oh, my
well,
God.
Just wait until they're all not linked to the Chinese government anymore. Just wait until they're all linked to this Northern Illinois fucking balloon brigade or whatever.
Hey.
And wait until that, yeah, China didn't have anything to do with that.
Imagine having
the first one was like 200 feet long.
Imagine like being the parent and having to explain what happened to your kid. How do you tell the news on that one?
Well, children.
Oh,
they
yeah.
shot down your Up balloon.
You know your balloon that has flown around the world 4 times? They shot it down.
Where did this missile stop?
Who shot it down, Daddy?
The U.S. government, son.
What happens with the missile?
After
I mean,
yeah, so
it lands somewhere, don't it?
That's a great question. I mean, they shot it down like over Lake Yukon.
Most time, most time when they explode, they fucking turn go into pieces.
Oh, I mean, like it's like a certain time it explodes, or this balloon didn't slow it down, no.
No, it
balloon was right here.
That one flew to the Ukraine.
That's a good question. I didn't even think about that. Where's the missile?
Where did it go? Yeah, what happened to the missile? Because you know the balloon didn't stop at the missile.
Yeah, you're right. Like, is it got like right when it made contact with a?
It's like
we're talking about something probably a little bit thicker than a condom.
Yeah, probably.
How's it gonna know if it hit that?
Or
somebody sitting there with a detonator?
Yeah, really. I mean,
it's a $400,000 missile, so ain't no telling what's on that thing. That's an expensive killing machine.
Expensive piece.
I don't know what to make of that.
I don't either, man. It's a crazy situation that we had those balloons being shot down from, you know, maybe China.
That's old news now, man. It's about trains now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we can't have too much news about China.
Man, that's something every day.
Oh.
I mean, we just brushed over those lasers falling from the sky in Hawaii.
And there was a fella that reported he saw them manipulate the weather on AccuWeather just last week.
Just Matrix.
So, everybody and their mother is talking about it. All of a sudden, everyone's coming out of the woodwork that is an environmentalist.
Yeah, absolutely.
East Palestine, Ohio, we talked a little bit about it earlier this week, or last week now. But the story has developed. You know, there was a big black smoke plume. I saw a video of a guy dragging the bottom of a little creek, and it was they turned the creek gay. It was a pride flag. I'm talking about it had all the colors.
I thought I heard that right. He turned the creek gay.
Turned the creek gay.
Yeah, you know how it is when you got chemicals
like,
in the water.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is exactly what it looked like.
Well, hey.
Greenish blue.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But what's crazy, you had to stir the bottom. You know, it's kind of like oil and water. No, you give them enough time, they'll separate. So those chemicals have already settled on the bottom of that creek bed. So no wonder, like, the fish and shit are dying, right?
Yeah.
And then it's seeping into the ground. Do you see all the chickens and, like, the, you know, local? I mean, these are suburban families, but they had, like, a chicken coop in their backyard.
That was, like, 10 miles away, dude.
Yeah, and but they're, the chickens are dead. So, I mean.
If it'll kill a chicken, it'll kill a human.
Or asleep. Well,
100%.
I seen some video reports of folks just interviewing people from the area, and like they were reporting like skin rashes and things of that nature.
I saw that this morning.
It only took what, a week for?
Well, I think it happened what, February 3rd, so about a week, maybe two.
2 weeks.
Yeah. It
took 2 weeks for the medical implications of the trains to start happening.
And that's just the early signs of it.
Early.
FEMA.
Early stages.
FEMA refused to go
because they don't want to fucking touch it.
Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody wants to touch it. Everybody wants this shit to just disappear and then people to die. That's what.
You know why FEMA said they didn't want to go?
Why? What was their reasoning?
No homes were damaged. This ain't like a hurricane.
No fucking. Them chickens? What about them chickens?
Okay. So wouldn't you say that FEMA, like, okay, this area is not livable. Like, we should move you?
Yeah.
We'll buy your house and property and we'll give you, you know, and you can use that to go somewhere else.
People aren't bitching enough. That's the problem.
Oh, they've been going off in town hall.
Well, see, yeah, they're not bitching the right people. You got to bitch to, like, you got to go higher.
Some questions that the residents were raising. Where is Pete Buttigieg? For those of you who are unaware, Buttigieg.
He's
over the transportation.
Yeah, he's the transportation.
Secretary of Transportation. Yeah. Where is he at? Asked one resident referring to the Biden administration's transportation secretary. I don't know, your guess is as good as mine, Conaway, the mayor replied. EPA is working hand in glove with the state of Ohio, and we think that's really important. The administration has been in close touch with local officials to ensure that they have what they need and that their needs are being met. That is Jean-Pierre, you know, the press secretary for Biden. That's her reporting on that. But I don't. It's not what the locals are saying.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not saying anything.
They're saying that nobody's helping.
Yeah, no boots on the ground, for sure.
But we're quick to send money to the Ukraine, and that is an issue that a lot of people are kind of like, hey, you know, what's going on with this?
Man, they want them people to die, and they want this to go away.
They want them to die. Why would you say that?
Because it's a cloud, and they want the clouds to go away. It's a problem.
Oh, man.
It's a problem they can't control. So they're afraid of it. They couldn't get over the top of it, and then people didn't evacuate like they were supposed to.
Well, many of them did. It's just when they came back.
And see, they didn't stay home long enough or something. They'll blame it on something.
A Netflix movie sucks about it.
To make it.
Oh, yeah, there was what? A movie on Netflix just almost exactly a year ago? That was kind of, it was based in Ohio?
Yeah.
What was the name of that film?
White Noise.
White Noise.
Somebody told me that movie was good.
That's
all right. So yeah, I don't hold much weight.
So it was about a train derailment?
No, I mean, that's like a little side piece to it.
Oh.
More about the chemicals?
It's more about the husband-wife relationship.
No, shit. Who cares?
Side character. I mean, it happens.
Okay.
They predict the future.
How about that?
How about Bill Gates has been buying up lots of farmland in the U.S. BlackRock owns the largest shareholder in real estate with Bill Gates. It just so happened that the train derailed in Ohio carrying toxic chemicals that blew up right in the middle of the most prime farmland in the country. Not to mention that there has been over 96 food plants destroyed under the Biden regime, and the CDC changed vinyl chloride toxicity information weeks before the train derailment. There are no coincidences that all of this was planned. No coincidence.
We talked about this.
You will own nothing and be happy. Eat the books. Live in your body. You were saying?
We talked about the Bill Gates and BlackRock shit probably a month or so ago, how he was buying up land in Mississippi and in Ohio and...
Yeah. You know, that's crazy. Like, I try to talk about some of this stuff at work. And, you know,
conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, some people entertain what you have to say, but, I mean, just, you know, what Cobb just read, you know, that
basically proved what we were saying, you know.
It's kind of wild, but, you know, imagine just going to somebody that you work with and just try to explain all of that to them, and they'd be like,
I don't care. Look at this TikTok video.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at
it. It's funny, ain't it?
look at this dog dancing.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm not saying that we should just fret and worry about this stuff, but you should be aware.
You should be aware. And I don't think there's enough awareness going around about the shit that has happened.
You know, and it's not like birds aren't real or other conspiracy theories.
Birds aren't real.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, by the way, congratulations to that cat from Memphis. I still see his stickers around this town, so it did get out.
Yeah. No, birds aren't real.
Government surveillance drones.
That's right.
Well, they charge on the electric wires.
Dude, it's too much to keep up with. They've got Black Hawks falling from the sky in Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, why are Black Hawks flying over Alabama?
From Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Why
is all this military action going on and we're supposed to be at peace?
Warehousers blowing up.
Yeah, there has been an awful lot of warehouses blowing up lately.
We got trucks overturning, letting out what looks like yellow poison.
That happened in Arizona. They had to shut down the interstate for a while.
This little graph right here almost reaches my county. If it's real news, but I don't think it is, of the Ohio...
Yeah, it's going to go to the Mississippi. It's going to come down, and then tributary off the Tombig will be off to the Lux Palila and be on us.
Yeah, it's coming to us. It's coming.
It almost reaches Lamar County, dude.
No shit.
I mean,
this can't be accurate. I mean
I'm sure it is.
You think?
I'm sure it is. I don't know.
I'm not an expert on the, you know, anything of that nature. But
yeah, I'm not going to claim to know anything about it, but that might looks pretty accurate.
Looks good to me.
Yeah, it looks pretty good to me.
Project Bluebeam.
Been around for years.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, it's real. Look at this video right here. It's Madison Square Garden last year. Oh, my goodness. It went away. It was like whales and dolphins and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And then at the Super Bowl, like, fucking 10 years ago, they shot that fireball through the sky.
I don't remember this.
That was CGI. You don't remember that?
Who was this?
I don't know. Producer, pull it up.
What was the question?
Super Bowl fireball halftime show.
Can't remember who was performing. But yeah, it was Project Bluebeam.
Come on, man.
My internet's terrible.
You mean Rihanna?
No, not the Rihanna one.
That was last Sunday, dude.
Yeah, that was. I'm talking like 10 years ago.
Almost got the Super Bowl right, yo.
Did almost get the Super Bowl right. Well, me and him even mentioned that last week.
It's not really pulling up.
You can't go against Vegas.
Is that what your final statement's going to be, Brother Cobb?
What? Can't go against
Vegas? Can't go against Vegas?
No.
Super Bowl.
What does that even mean? You can't go against Vegas. So many people were...
There's so many people riding with the Eagles that I'm like, everybody's going to bet on the Eagles and Vegas is going to let that happen? Nah, man. This ain't going to happen. Chiefs.
So were the Chiefs...
You can't never go against Mahomes either.
Was the Chiefs favorite in the...
Yeah. I mean, everybody had them picked.
Learned something new.
Maybe H2 is pretty sweet, man. Yeah.
Well, dude, I wanted to, while you try to look up fireballs, are we done with Project Bluebeam? Because I wanted to bring up something that was, I thought was comical. I wanted to give to his campaign, but John Fetterman won the senator seat over Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. And since he's been in office, he's reported that this is the way he hears people.
Johnny Brown's teacher.
Could you imagine, like, being interviewed by that guy to, like, work in his, like, under him as an assistant?
Choke that motherfucker out, man.
Shit, like, big ass dude, man. Choke your ass out.
Come on.
Yeah, he looks like Frankenstein, for real. He's a big boy.
We'll break the office apart.
But before his campaign, he had a stroke.
It was like Shrek.
And was reported by his doctor and wife that he would be fine to run this senatorial campaign. He did, and he beat Dr. Oz. And he's been serving for about 4 weeks now. And he had to check in for depression.
He's been serving longer than that, ain't he?
That's probably about...
Time flies, dude.
I think about 4 weeks.
Say about...
So
we're only halfway through February.
He's checked in to the hospital for depression.
Mm-hmm.
Get well soon, John.
And so Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, will appoint someone who I assume will be Giselle, his wife.
More than likely.
That's her name, Giselle?
Mm-hmm. Giselle Fetterman. But the only thing about that, instead of having John Fetterman in for 6 years, because it was appointed by the governor, in 2 years with the presidential election, that senatorial seat will be back up for election as well.
Okay. Well, they didn't like him, so they're kicking him out.
How did they just appoint her his wife?
I think that always seemed to be the plan. You know, every now and then Biden will make a gaffe, but he, one of those times where it just seems like he accidentally said the quiet part out loud to where he was like...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When they were being inaugurated, he told Giselle, "You're going to be a great senator."
Yeah.
Instead of John. He told his wife that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it is Biden. You know how he is around women. But... I mean, he's laser focused on them. He is. But I don't know. The whole thing's kind of crazy. And I mean, what does that say, like, about our, I guess, political culture right now? That we voted this person into office, and he lasted a little over 4 weeks before he had to be. He took himself into the hospital for depression.
Mm-hmm. Kind of sound like he got semi-Epsteined.
Well, I mean, he was trying to recover from a stroke. His health was in pretty bad shape.
I don't think he should have ran then to begin with.
They should have picked somebody else. The Republicans were running Dr. Oz off of the TV.
Yeah.
Like, I think anybody could have beat that guy. You could have put a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
I prefer a ham sandwich.
Yeah, I need
you. 24. So, I don't know. I just think some of these things going on right now, it kind of leads to the bigger question is, with all these train derailments, these warehouse fires and explosions going on, 18-wheelers turning over, can't keep anything stocked in the grocery stores, is this an inside job? That's going on? Is that what's happening?
World Economic Forum. What's up? What up?
Or is it that?
Yeah, I'm thinking this got to do with the Economic Forum coming up in a week.
Damn, they have one every month, don't they? Don't they?
No, I think it's only once a year.
Shoot, they just had one the other day.
Did they?
And they had Davos not too long before that.
It stopped up.
I didn't discover it.
What's up, Klaus Schwab? I got two steaks marinating at the house. I'll let you, boy.
Way to give him a shout out there, Brother Cobb.
Send me one of those robes. I want to be in it.
Dude, you look like somebody from Star Wars. Have you seen that robe he wears?
No, I have not.
It's pretty dope, man. It's Gucci.
It looks nice. like a typical James Bond villain.
Oh, hell yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're in that kind of thing.
He could be the next James Bond himself.
What did y'all make of Mr. Beast when he cured blindness?
Man, I don't really. Have you ever watched Mr. Beast? I tried. I'm like, what is this? This is like this.
I'm not.
Well known.
I can't really watch him because millions. You can kind of tell like it's a big grift. Like it's not.
For real?
I like watching his videos.
I've been. Like, I listened to an interview like of him and Lex Fridman. And I heard another podcast that he was on, and like the more I heard him speak about like his vision and goals, it's like, yeah, you'll probably hit those goals, but like when you hear like his reason behind it, it's kind of a big turnoff. You can tell it's all about like himself. Even though he gives away $100,000, like he's gonna make three times that.
Yeah, he'll make a million.
Yeah,
giving away $100,000.
Right.
You know,
and so it's all like it's a big grift, and like that's a lot of people like. Takes all over the political spectrum was like when he cured blindness, you know, I think it cost $8,000 to have that surgery.
How many people?
That's about
1,000 or something?
I think 1,000. He did it for 1,000 people. And then, you know, people on both sides of the political aisle was like, you know, that's kind of crazy that he had to do that and our own government can't even do that for people.
Yeah.
Gotta help Ukraine out, man.
He did it for clout, man. Yeah, he did it for the clout.
If you were to like believe in, and I know.
Can I do anything nice these days while getting criticized by Al and John over here? They're over here curing blindness for 1,000 people. Criticize.
Man,
I'm not criticizing the guy. I'm just saying it's kind of wild that. It has to be that way.
I thought he was worth more than this. Dude's only got $105 million.
That's a lot of damn money, dude. Damn. Give me five. Just give me $5
million. Give me one. Give me $100,000.
Just give me $100,000, man.
I'd probably be good.
I'd be good for a while. 2 years at least.
You wouldn't see me for a while.
I'd disappear for 2 years.
Where are you going?
I would go somewhere where it's cheap.
Oh, then I'd disappear for 3 years. Be like, hey, I'm coming out to Bangkok. I'll see you.
Bangkok. I'm going to be out in Thailand.
Yeah.
The lady boy, huh?
Yeah. Find me that nut. Fuck no.
Oh, come on.
I got friends that live in Thailand.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I had a friend that lives in Thailand. She's from here, though. Her and her husband.
How'd she get there?
He retired from the Air Force, and they're like, we're going to take this retirement money and stretch it.
Wow. Thailand.
It's cheap.
Man, a lot of places are cheap.
And it's pretty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, like, yeah, Thailand's a pretty place.
I've seen them.
You can be around a bunch of elephants.
Yeah.
It's got good food.
Do they have hippos?
They do have hippos in that area.
Hippos are wild, man.
Hippos will kill you.
They will come at you, yeah.
They will literally bite you in half.
Yeah, for sure. They're mean as fuck. They're probably some of the meanest animals on the planet. They're like a big fucking hog.
Wasn't that Escobar who had, like, hippos imported over to Colombia, and now, like, there's hippos in this part of the world now because of his dumb ass, because they got out?
I'm sure it's something like that. I would be curious
to look that up.
I'll fist and look up the species of Thailand. Pablo Escobar.
Oh, so the Colombian government took control of his luxurious estate in northwestern Colombia inside his personal zoo. Most of the animals were shipped away, but the four hippos, of which Escobar was especially fond, were left to fend for themselves in a pond. That's out of National Geographic.
My parents got a bunch of National Geographics from back in the day.
I used to have a subscription to National
Geographic. I thought I remember like something about that.
I got tigers.
I had zoo books too back in the day. You remember those?
Zoo books.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot.
Oh man, they got cobras.
You got cobras in Thailand?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be around that.
I don't know if I want to deal with that shit.
I don't like big cats either.
I love big cats.
You think you do?
Yeah, I do, man. I've been around them.
Joe Exotic.
You've been Joe Exotic? Where'd you go around a big cat at the zoo?
No, I'm not talking about them kind of cats. I'm talking about, you know, like... What are they, similar savannah cats and shit like that? Those kind? Panthers, they're cool.
I don't know about that.
Panthers put hands on you.
Yeah, I mean, panthers will fuck you up if they're afraid. If you scare them, yeah.
You telling me, like, you walking in the woods and you come across a panther, you're going to be like, here, kitty, kitty?
Nah, it'd fuck you up. 100%.
No, I'd be like,
yeah.
That's me, what they'd be like.
And like bobcats, they're cool. They're, you know.
I feel like a panther's going to be aggressive.
Panthers won't really mess with you unless you mess with them.
Are panthers aggressive?
we got our fourth man tonight. The Google search. Who, one of us.
I don't say they are, dude. Cats usually aren't aggressive unless you fuck with them.
Cats aren't usually aggressive. I don't know, dude. I've come across, like, even house cats who are just like...
Are panthers dangerous? Do they attack people? Yes.
Absolutely.
Panthers are quite dangerous and aggressive animals that they are naturally born aggressive predators. Go pet it, John.
I will. Put me in a room with it.
Dude, what if, like, it was that way for John? He was just so chill that the animal just accepted him.
Yeah, just
somewhere he heard it, they wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about that, dude.
What stoner comedy you been watching?
Yeah. What was that? Pineapple Express, where the dude had the big mountain lion? I think it was Pineapple Express.
I don't remember this.
I don't remember a mountain lion in that one.
Yeah, I think so. It may not have been Pineapple Express. It might have, you know, morphed together and like two movies became one.
That'll do it sometimes.
Yeah, it will. Sometimes, like, y'all don't remember it, so maybe I made it up, or it's from another movie.
Hangover.
Maybe from The Hangover.
Hangover. Yeah, he had a tiger.
Yeah, he had a tiger.
Tiger's Love Pepper. I had the shirt.
Tiger's Love Pepper. Oh yeah, when he was giving him that raw meat and he was seasoning it.
He's like,
Alan, what are you doing?
Tiger's Love Pepper.
Tiger's Love Pepper. Random thing to know. I mean, how could you really call bull on that?
I wouldn't want to find out.
That's one thing about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the one that finds out if you're lying or not.
I'd like to be the guy that, what does a tiger hate?
Yeah.
It's like I got some cloves of garlic for vampires, but, you know, what else do I need to carry around? Some silver? Anyway, what's been going on in movie land?
Man, I haven't been able to stay awake for a movie since... For a while, I've tried to watch three different ones. I'm not gonna call them out.
There's a movie on Netflix right now. It's called Two Guns. It's got Wahlberg and Denzel Washington.
Oh yeah, that's an old movie.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's
7 years old.
But it just came on. Like they just dropped it on Netflix.
Oh, I'm fixing to lose Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting strict on that sharing.
How are they?
Mine's borrowed. IP address.
Oh yeah, IP will get you.
VPN.
We just sitting here waiting on movies to come out in the theaters. Or I am.
What are you waiting on?
You still buy hard copies too, don't you?
Yes. I got like 600 movies probably, man.
Yeah, I thought you still
I will own something. And I will be happy. Hard copies. I've been saying that for how many years, Alan?
As long as I've known you.
Yeah, you ain't editing my copies.
Yeah, I am scared that some of them older movies are going to get...
Or just do away with it.
PC. And act like it don't exist.
Yeah.
Something like Me, Myself, and Irene.
Ooh.
Ooh, I find that offensive. Take it off TNT.
Yeah.
Come to Cop's house. Popped it.
How long do you think until you won't be able to find, like, the Chappelle Show?
I know how long it's about 30 minutes for me to get to the house from here. That's how long it'd take me to find it.
How many seasons you got?
The all first two. Them? I don't have the lost season where he was gone, but still on the sketches.
Yeah.
The lost season. I never heard it put like that.
Yeah, when Charlie
Darnell
was...
and Charlie Murphy did, like, the little talking part, you know. When it comes on, he's on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
It was them, but Dave Chappelle was still in the sketches. You never seen the skit where it's the fake Cribs?
Yeah.
And he's got the dinosaur egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was from the lost season.
Wasn't the wife swap on the lost season, too?
I don't know.
I don't remember that. Yeah, it may be.
There's like, today we're going interracial. They trade a black spouse for a white spouse.
Yeah.
That was a funny episode.
I might watch it tonight, man.
It's on Netflix right now.
Speaking of, did you see that Cat Williams had a new special?
Does he?
I will. Yeah, the last one wasn't that great.
Which one was the last one? I might be talking about the. Was it World War III?
Maybe.
This one's World War III, and it's.
What's
it's,
he talking about?
Oh, God, girls, and war. And drugs. He had a pretty good fentanyl joke in there.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I'll look at it when we get done here.
Yeah, it's like the backdrop has got a big old missile and all kind of like...
I think it's the same one we was talking about. He talked about it at Chill House one night on here.
Okay. Yeah, I may have watched it and just don't remember it.
It was that bad it was, huh?
Yeah.
I like Bo Burnham. He's my favorite.
Bo Burnham.
Yep. Self-made, man. You too. You know Bo Burnham, don't you?
Yeah, I know Bo Burnham. I like Kyle Callen or whatever. He's a new guy. Biz showed him to me on YouTube. It's hilarious.
You know, and like with these Facebook Reels and TikTok, it seems like your time in the sun when it comes to being found is like it happens a lot quicker. Because how many times have you like just seen like a viral video and next thing you know they're in something?
Yeah. That's the way it goes, man.
Seems to be happening quite a bit, though.
Yeah, I'm trying. That's why I've been watching, Kill Tony? He has a bunch of like, it's like an open mic comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes, like, the last episode was terrible. Like, you couldn't get anybody that was worth a single shit. And then, I don't know, there's some where they're great. Like, the comedians are awesome. This last episode was terrible. But he kind of dissects their 60-minute set. And if they're funny, he gives them something. Yeah, you get caught at random in this bar in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
You sign up, you don't know if you'll get called or not.
Huh.
And if you do get called, you need to have your set prepared. Thinking if I ever do another open mic, I may do something like that, just not dissect people's sets. Just kind of do it to where you get 60 seconds, and then you tell about yourself or something. I don't want to critique anybody's shit, because... I'm not good as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the first open mic that we did. We had this guy. He was came in. He was just being obnoxious. And we had some, you know, teenagers, early 20-year-olds, like, sharing, like, original music that they had done.
Yeah.
And he was, like, critiquing and making fun of them. And I was like, I had to pull him aside. And I was like, dude, man, cut that out, dude. We don't do that.
Yeah. This is open mic night, man.
Yeah, they're just trying it, man. I feel that way. Like, even if, like, even, like, you or if someone I didn't know, like, bombed, Like, I would try to.
Like, yeah, you did some jokes. You know?
You tried.
Yeah, you got up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens so much. And I was watching people, you know, and that's why I'm changing some of the way I look at comedy, because I'm like, there were people talking about they've been doing comedy for years, and they were nervous on stage, you know. So you can't say you've been doing comedy for years if you've only done comedy like once a
year.
Yeah. Or something like that, you know.
It's weird being on stage, man. Like, a buddy of mine called me up on stage to introduce his band recently. And, dude, right when I stepped up on stage, someone just to the left of the stage, like right when I was stepping up to the mic, I heard somebody in the crowd, "Get off the stage, loser." And I just looked over there, I smiled, and I was like, man, this is great. He introduced the band and got off the stage. And I was like, that guy really broke the ice for me.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, can't get no worse from here.
Yeah. Can't get any worse from here. And a lot of times, man, that shit, when I was watching these guys, and some of them you could tell had been doing it, like had been doing comedy, and they were not ready. Yeah. Like, there was one guy, his like main guy, his opener guy that's usually generally funny, was fucking terrible. Like, none of his jokes hit.
That was planned, dude.
You think so?
You want somebody to bomb before you. What if they kill it?
Well, he usually does kill it. He usually opens the show with a laugh.
You never want to be outplayed by your opener, though.
Yeah.
Desperate. They done set the bar so low. You can be mid now and be hilarious.
Yeah.
You can't have a bad night now.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer's coming to Tupelo soon.
I know.
I was looking at the... They make some money, don't they? Because I looked at the front row seats and they're like $300-something.
Yeah, oh yeah. I was just curious. Once you're famous, you get paid. Yeah. Once you're famous, you get paid.
Tupelo. Yeah. Kind of close.
If you ever get famous is the thing with comedy, man, because...
You like him?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I like watching this cooking show on YouTube.
It's funny.
For real?
Yeah.
You watch it. Funny. Something's burning.
I gotta give him another shot. Like, I just, I think I could get into it.
He just takes his shirt off.
He was watching it at my house, like, what the hell is the purpose of this? I'm like, I don't know. I just like watching people cook food porn. And it's Bert Kreischer. Yeah. And he's got other comedians on here. They just shoot the shit, dude.
Who's that? Tom Segura?
That's who he does Two Bears in One Cave with.
I think they had a falling out with Bill Burr or something.
I don't care for Bill Burr anymore.
I love Bill Burr, man.
His last stand up was just offensive as fuck.
You had to go to the ones where he has hair.
Yeah. And I usually like Bill Burr, and, you know.
Nah, I still do, dude.
I couldn't get into this stand up at the Red Rocks.
Yeah, it was all right, man. Comedy's dead. Only Deadpool brings us comedy now. Okay. That's the last funny movie I remember. That's just straight up. Hey, some funny movies out there, but it's going to have, like, drama in it, too. Dramedy.
Yeah, drama.
There's not no straight-up, like, Step Brothers come out, or...
That, I don't like
40-Year-Old Virgin.
I like that.
I mean, think of a movie that's just funny.
Old school.
Like...
Old school was good.
Dude, that's, like, 2004.
I can go Dumb and Dumber. I can go back.
That's 1996.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Pineapple Express.
This is the End was funny.
That was like supposedly the last one besides Deadpool. Everybody counts out Deadpool, man. I'm talking about like last year. The year before that. Since 2016. I think it's just Deadpool. It's just Deadpool.
That's been just straight comedy.
Yeah, just a good time.
Just a great movie the whole way through. Yeah, Deadpool. No fucking trashy love story.
I mean, 40-Year-Old Virgin had that, but that movie's... Yeah. It's basically just feel good. Like a movie that came out and you watched that movie like 6 times in a month because it's just fun.
Just good? Shit. I hadn't watched a movie like that in so long. I've barely been able to stay awake through most of the movies I've watched here lately. Last one I watched all the way through was Bullet Train.
Is it good?
Bullet Train, yeah, good. Bullet Train is good. I think I'm with you, man. I've been sitting here trying to think. I can't think of a movie that's recently that's just been
happy-go-lucky comedy, like a Step Brothers, a Talladega Nights. I tell you one that goes hard to paint. What is it? The Other Guys.
That movie goes that hard was a good one.
Oh, Lucky Flying.
No, like, one of these scenes to, like, really appreciate from The Other Guys is when he's sitting at the bar and they sing those, and all their parents, and the kids, they all got pink eye, and all their Harry Potter butts were burned. He's singing those old, it was consensual, he had his way with her. The Other Guys, man. That's a good one.
No, I dig it. Let me see.
Who's going to watch Creed 3 with me?
I drove by the movie theater and saw that was coming.
I gotta see it.
When is Creed 3 coming?
That's one. That's one of my favorite franchises that doesn't have a single movie in it that sucks. The Rocky series?
Well, this will be the first one about Rocky. Let's see how that goes.
Oh, they don't have him in it at all?
Nope.
Oh, well.
This is the one that's directed by Michael B. Jordan.
Creed 3.
Doing it himself. Yeah, we've got a lot of bangers coming out in the next couple months. You seen the Evil Dead Rises trailer? That mug's spitting.
Evil Dead.
Did you watch the last Evil Dead remake?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's one of the hardest remakes there is.
Yeah, I like it.
Coming soon. Mm-hmm. March 3rd. It ain't out yet, John. You lied to me.
I thought it was out, dude. They got it up at the theater.
Over here, Petting Panthers, going to see movies that ain't out.
He's got it right over there.
Yeah, it's right over there, man. I got it on DVD. I only have a DVD player.
Over here pirating movies, supposedly.
Oh, man. Anything else to do?
Magic Mike's out.
I didn't know there was one.
There's a new one, The Last Dance.
Did it drop on Valentine's Day?
I'm sure it did. That sounds how
That's a cash grab right there.
Bullshit, yeah.
Take your lady to watch Channing Tatum gyrate on the big screen.
Look at Channing Tatum's jump.
We got John Wick 4. John's a hater of John Wick.
I like Keanu Reeves, though. I just need to watch all of them again.
The first one is the best.
The first one is the best. In most cases, though, except for Final Destination. They can't make a bad one of those.
Oh, God, man. What's your favorite Rocky? This is the test. This is like you're being vetted.
My favorite Rocky?
That's when he's fighting Drago, dog.
No.
I like Rocky 2.
Those are Ricky numbers.
I like Rocky 2, man.
Oh, when he...
Bing, bing, bing.
When he finally gets the dub.
Yeah.
Yep, because it's got the best moment of the whole series in it. When she wakes up from the coma.
Yeah.
And, yeah, dude, buddy. Whatever he says. She's like, come here.
Win.
Then it's bing. Montage workout music cues up.
Yeah.
What are we waiting for? Take this. Mickey says.
Strong desire. All that shit.
Yeah.
Anything else to do for y'all walk out of here? Anything y'all want to say?
What else was coming out? It was John Wick 4, Creed 3.
Is there any fucking horror movies coming out?
Evil Dead Rises. There's another one.
That Megan movie, have you seen it?
No, I wanted to, though. I was doing TikTok dances. It looks like it's crazy.
Somebody told me it was good. I don't know.
It's got to be fun.
I'd like to watch it.
It's got to be
fun,
yeah. Oh, I got the new Scream coming out.
That's what it is.
New Scream.
There it is. Yeah.
What do you think?
Man, it looks hard, dude. Lost in New York.
Scream 6.
Did you watch the new Jeepers Creepers?
Reborn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy.
I felt so
it's better than that third one.
I was about to say, it can't be worse than the third. It was the third one was all about the vehicle, basically.
I don't even remember what this one was about, to be honest with you. It watched me after that 15 minutes.
It was the one, I rented it because it was around Halloween, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Jeepers Creepers fan and was really hopeful it was going to be good. And it was
horrible CGI.
Yeah, it was not good. You could see when they were in the beginning of it, you could see when they were driving the dump truck behind the people. Yeah. You could see it wasn't Jeepers Creepers guy driving it. You could see it was some truck driver driving the fucking dump truck.
Dude, you know the best part of Jeepers Creepers, the whole franchise, is the first one where they drive past the church and they see it throwing a body down that drain.
They brought that scene back. Remember?
Dude, that was based on real life.
Yeah.
That's like the only truth to
the whole thing.
I will show you a YouTube channel that tells you the story about that. It's called Mobile Instant.
Mobile
Instant. Just look up Mobile Instant Jeepers Creepers and check that out. That was like the real dude, man. They drove by like a church like that and saw him like...
Yeah.
He had just a bloody sheet. Yeah. It was like, I mean, it's just still sketchy. I'm like, is that dude carrying like a sheet with a big old blood splot on it? I think
I would have to call the authorities if I saw somebody walking around with a bloody sheet.
This was like 1991.
I'm talking about right now. If I was to see somebody walk with a bloody sheet, I usually wouldn't call the police for anything.
Yeah.
I think I'd call them for that.
Yeah.
I think it might be a bit situational.
That's about the only thing I'd call for, though.
What if you saw someone with like a 3-year-old in the back seat and they just was like turning up a fifth of vodka
while driving? That's not my place.
I've done it. I'm a narc.
It's not my place.
What?
Well, I said, mom's getting drunk on vodka and they got a little kid in the back. Like, they don't need...
Oh, I thought you meant like maybe the kid was turning up in the back.
Yeah, I thought the kid was turning up the vodka. I'm like, that's not my place.
Talking about
this
drunk driving with a toddler.
Yeah, that's not cool. I'd call on that one too.
Okay.
But yeah, just like some rando breaking the law. Yeah. Nah.
All right, man.
Namaste.
Peace. We'll be right back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.